That time of the week where we bring in this very delightful, debonair and well-dressed young gentleman as well, Jim Jost, talking all things politics with us. Jim,
good morning.
You always look $1 million when you come in here.
Well, it's a $1 million studio.
well, a couple of hundred thousand maybe. I'm not sure about $1 million. Maybe it looks as good as the Liberal Party are feeling these days. They've got a bit of inner turmoil. Everybody's got something to say, haven't they, on where they're going?
Most definitely. I mean, political parties are always sort of, you know, shuffling around and shifting their ideas about. But over the past couple of years, the Liberal Party's been facing some, you know, internal tensions, partly around the leadership issues, but also about what these are sort of played out in terms of what they believe they stand for and where their values actually sit. And this is not a new phenomenon. I mean, the Liberal Party went through all sorts of convulsions and tensions and dynamics back in the 80s when they were faced with a very organised Labor Party in government. And that sort of came to an end with the election of John Howard as leader of the party and as the sort of new Prime Minister after 1996. He sort of transformed the Liberal Party, and we've been used to living with the Liberal Party around what the political spectrum, if you like, has shifted further away from the centre, but in a sort of over a decade or so, in a gradual way, so that now members of the Liberal Party, particularly in trying to articulate what they stand for, see themselves as somewhat, they're sitting in a more conservative space, and when they try to shift back to the centre, which is where Malcolm Turnbull, as their leader, wants them to move, it's seen as a very sort of strong leftward shift. But it's really returning the Liberal Party to where it was, perhaps historically, over time. And you know, Malcolm Turnbull's trying to lay claim to the sort of legacy of Sir Robert Menzies, calling up Menzies' ideas and saying, look, you know, we're the heir to, you know, this party is the heir to the Menzies Liberal Party, and that's where we need to be positioning ourselves. But a number of members of the party, such as Tony Abbott and Peter Dutton perhaps, are sort of much more wanting the party to stand for very conservative values. Oddly enough, these values are somewhat at odds with what the broader public opinion polls tell us where the general Australian voter might see themselves. I think we have to sort of take a step back here, Mark, and think about this in terms of where the average voter sort of sees themselves. Most voters don't see themselves as overly political, and they don't get very political until they're told to go and vote every 3 or 4 years. But they do have views about, you know, where Australian society should be and what it should stand for. And most Australians, if pushed, are sort of somewhere in the centre of the political spectrum. And this is where both political parties sometimes miss the plot when they start articulating particularly sharply divisive views about where they think their party stands.
Well, would it be fair to say not quite as much sort of left or right, but as when things start to appear, at least outwardly, that they're very extreme in it, be it left or right? That's when people, the broader electorate, goes, oh, hang on a minute, let's just, you know, take the ice off this a little bit?
Well, for the most part, I think most Australians tend to sort of sit in more or less in a sort of central, uncommitted perspective, not leaning one way too extreme or the other. And I think some of the political parties, but we're seeing it happen now with the Liberal Party, want to articulate very sharply positions on certain things. And we're seeing it sort of playing out in terms of, for example, the upcoming conference in New South Wales over having a plebiscite about whether they should have plebiscites for pre-selection. And there are pros and cons in that. But at the moment, that's sort of playing out around the values of the Liberal Party and what the party stands for. It's more or less a bit of a proxy for how that might operate. Would one side or the other be necessarily advantaged? Yes, perhaps, but that's sort of difficult to say. But the question about what the party stands for, most Australian voters sort of see their political party, the two mainstream parties, as needing to govern for, the wide cross-section of the Australian society, somewhat keeping things relatively fair, keeping education, health and so forth, the things that the states have to deal with. They see that the major parties need to sort of keep an eye on that. And when parties stray too far from that, they get punished. And we see that happen with the disaffection that's going on through the general voting patterns over the past sort of 5 to 10 years.
Well, would it be fair to say also that I guess people want those bread and butter issues always at the forefront of political life? So, yes, we've got all these other things happening in the background, but, you know, like you said, the health, the education, infrastructure, all those, you know, bread and butter things that do affect all of us every day, that's what we want you to be focusing on primarily. And I guess if you get those right, that does sort of bring you more to the centre.
Yes, I think most people want to see those things being, you know, addressed, and they don't really care too much about the sort of, you know, the particular personality clashes and all the rest of it. That's a bit of spectator sport for general consumption. But most people sort of say, well, if that doesn't interfere with the general delivery of services and the way in which government happens, well, that's fine. Get, you know, play around like that. But as soon as the things like hospitals and education and roads and all of the things that people use all the time, if they appear to be neglected as a result of these other carry-ons, then they start to react and arc up about it. And that's what we see happening from various times. And the Liberal Party is sort of trying to figure out, well, how do they reposition themselves to keep those voters happy at the same time as sort of satisfying their own, shall we say, internal party ambitions.
Spectator sport. It was a spectator sport when Paul Keating was doing it, that is for sure, Jim. Thank you so much for joining us this week.
My pleasure, Mark.
With a great perspective on what the Liberal Party may or may not stand for at 2NURFM 103.7.